It took less than a week after Disney debuted the costume for the backlash to begin. Many took to Twitter in outrage, calling out Disney for its costume faux pas. The outfit includes a brown skin bodysuit covered in Polynesian tattoos and a green leaf skirt. Photos also show a shark's tooth necklace and a wig of long, dark, curly hair. All of this was upsetting to Joran Plunkett, who was raised on Oahu but is currently a graduate student living in Utah.
Making the costume in brown skin with those tattoos is cultural appropriation.
Plunkett, who's part Native Hawaiian and part Tahitian, found the idea of people wearing another race's skin especially problematic.
Because I don't get to take off this brown skin. So for Disney to make the costume in brown skin as well, like, further motivates that idea of race being a performance or something that we get to choose.
Disney released a statement on Wednesday apologizing for the costume, which was pulled from shelves and taken offline. A representative said that great care was taken to respect the cultures of the Pacific Islands and regrets that the costume offended people. But for some, that was too little too late.
This costume should have never been made in the first place.
Tavita Ka'ili teaches cultural anthropology at Brigham Young University, Hawaii. He says the whole idea of creating a costume for Maui is offensive and removes any history or cultural context.
It's difficult for me to see how Disney can benefit and make a lot of money out of someone else's culture, especially someone as significant as Maui.
The demigod Maui is an important and revered figure for Pacific Islanders. Marama Fox, a co-leader of New Zealand's indigenous Maori party, says it was Maui who pulled North Island from the sea. The island's indigenous name even translates to Maui's fish.
Our stories tell of Maui fishing up the North Island of our country. He was a warrior who overcame many things, introduced many things, fought with the goddess of fire. He's a strong, healthy, strapping man in my mind.
Fox says that's a far cry from the overweight, comical cartoon version of Maui depicted in the film Moana. She was equally offended by the Halloween costumes.
It's a bastardization of culture. Our tamako or our tattoos are significant and have deep spiritual meaning. They're not something to be misrepresented in the way that I believe that they have been by Disney.
For some, this was a clear example of the importance of consulting the Native culture represented in the film. Oriana Leao is a UH Manoa graduate student finishing her research on the misrepresentation of Kanaka Maoli women in film.
Especially for Indigenous people, art is identity for us. It's how we express not only the pretty parts of our culture, but it's also how we express the struggle. And because of that, there's careful care in order to make sure that those mo'olelo are expressed in a proper fashion.
Leao says this recent controversy shows film companies like Disney still have a long way to go. Molly Solomon for HPR News.